Hi. Just a couple of long blacks, please. That's going to suit you, Jane.
Well, we should really tell people that in Australia a long black is a cup of black coffee. It's an espresso. But, I'd love a long black, please.
That'll be great. Thanks a lot. Well, guys, I've been getting, over the years, emails and inquiries and lots of great questions on ghostwriting and what it entails. So Jane's decided that she would press the button this time and we'd record a few question and answer sessions. So
it cost a couple of cups of coffee, a couple of long blacks.
It's going to cost a lot more than that by the time this is finished, believe me. But we won't go into that too much. So, without much more ado, I'll hand you over to Jane Theresa Anderson and away you go.
So you probably know me a little bit because Michael does blog about me from time to time. But apart from that, this is about the secret life of a ghostwriter. And funnily enough, we have one sitting right here, Michael Collins. But anyway, enough of the fancy introductions. You're listening because you want to know what a ghostwriter does and, what more importantly, what a ghostwriter like Michael, because he's really, the best ghostwriter in the world, what he can do for you. So, Michael, how about you explain to everybody what a ghostwriter does all day when he's not having his long black cup of coffee?
Well, the long black coffee is actually an essential part of that, and particularly in a very pleasant surroundings. So some of the time I'm meeting clients in a cafe situation, which is all very pleasant, but it's not entirely, it's not always that way. And other times I'm having a chat on Skype to clients so that we can record some interviews and get some ideas flowing.
Yeah, because it's pretty hard, to have clients all around the world and expect them all to meet you in Brisbane for a cup of coffee, isn't it?
Well, the ideal, of course, is supposed to be, on a face-to-face. But, the way the world is these days and with communication, most of my clients are not in Brisbane and some are far-flung in the States or the UK. So, yep, Skyping and emailing is the norm. And
it's funny, because I'm probably the only person in the world that knows who some of your books, who the authors are that you're ghostwriting, and I don't know them all, but I know.
So how much do I have to pay you to keep quiet?
Yeah, but what I was going to say is I actually think that some of your very, very best ones are ones that you've written for people that you've never met, that you've done, that you've interviewed over Skype. I wonder why that would be.
Well, I feel it's because when you're having a phone conversation with somebody, you are really, really close to them, ear to ear. I won't call it pillow talk. I won't go quite that far. But it's a very, very personal thing. The voice doesn't really hide anything. When you're meeting somebody face to face, you can hide your feelings by body language. You can mask your feelings. There are peripheral sounds and activity that's going to distract from where you're going in a conversation. But on the phone, it's you and me. It's just you and me. And we can talk and get, quite into the nitty gritty, if you like, and really find ourselves.
So it's really interesting, what you're saying is that, you're writing books for authors and some of your authors never even have to write a single word because really they're just having a lovely chat with you on the phone or sometimes getting down some nitty gritty. But, you can author a book, someone can author a book by having you as a ghostwriter, never having written a word, and have a book out there with their own name on it and nobody need ever know
Absolutely.
That it's ghostwritten.
Absolutely. They never know that it's ghostwritten. And it's really not that important that it's ghostwritten because I write in my client's words or in my client's voice. And that's a very, very important part of it. By the time we've built up a relationship, I then can write in my client's voice and to all intents and purposes, they may have well have written it.
Yeah, because it's really difficult, isn't it, for a lot of people that you've ghostwritten for are experts in the field. You know, they're nonfiction. Of course, we can't name what kind of fields they come from, but various fields and businesses. And being an expert, you know, slash guru in their own subject, why should they also be absolutely brilliant at writing? You know, we can't be good at everything. And so that's where you particularly come in, and being able to help someone who's an expert in their field express that in writing, either as a how-to book or, you know, an expression of their life and their story.
Absolutely. That's a very, very good point. And not only do people find that they can't necessarily express everything that they really, really want to, but they may not have the time.
Mm.
You know, they're busy people. They, you know, it can take anything from a year to 5 years to write a book.
Mm. Except for you.
Except for me. That's usually a 3 months exercise. All going well, it only takes 3 months to have your first draft out. Because that's my craft, of course. But, you know, if I was to try and teach somebody to swim, it would take me a very, very long time. So it's horses for courses, and that's what I'm there for, to jump in the gap.
And I know that you've, you know, taken on authors from all kinds of situations. And I know some authors have come to you and said, look, I have spent 5 years writing a book. I'm in a muddle. Can you do something about it? And I know that there's others that have come to you and said, oh, I've got a really good idea for a book, but I just don't know where to start. And yet again, I know there's others that have come to you and said, look, it will be really great for my business to have a book. You know, a book that I can hand to my clients that's got, you know, but I don't know. I want a book and I want my name on it, but I don't know what the book's about. And I know that you've worked magic with some of those. So can we maybe tell everyone a little bit about how you start with a person
these are trade secrets I'm giving away now, of course. Well, a muddly manuscript is something that, you know, that we deal with on a regular basis. But the sort of thing that you're talking about is kind of inspired. It's when, we have a chat and we get to talking about passion and, you know, jobs and what people do on a professional basis. And from that, I can then take the passion, if you like, and the feeling of what we want to aspire to. And, you know, between the two of us, we can come up with some absolute magic. As you know, we've done it. We've absolutely done it. We haven't failed yet. And fingers crossed it won't happen.
Well, quite the opposite to failure. I know that we can't name titles or books or authors because that's all confidential, you know, but answer that burning question that some people have got. A, have you written a bestseller? Well, you know, not your name on it. And B, has somebody sold the movie rights to the book that you wrote?
Well, that's it. You know, that's the dream of every ghostwriter, and my dreams came true on a couple of occasions. And yes, we can't really say we can't say full stop. But it's a fabulous thing when a book goes a little bit ballistic into the bestseller lists, and you know, you sometimes get to the book launch. Ghostwriters do go to book launches, and you can hear the author stand up and say something. And this is always a great pleasure to me. They say something like, "While I was writing this book," and that gives me the warm fuzzies. That's absolutely fabulous. But a couple of bestsellers, and one at the moment is under negotiation for some not only movie rights but series rights, TV series rights. So that's proceeding very, very well. A very, very happy client.
It was a beautifully written book too.
Thank you.
You didn't write it.
No, of
your name's not on the cover.
Oh, sorry.
All work that you do, unless your client has a different plan, is copyright to them, the client, and their name appears on the cover, and that's all there is to it, isn't there?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we like to feel. I mean, I think some ghostwriters possibly have a different slant on it, but I like to feel that from the very first words that go down onto the Word document, then that's copyright to my client, and it gives everybody the right feelings of ownership, and it creates a little bit of pride and passion behind it, that's the right way to go.
And how do you feel about that, being the silent secret ghostwriter?
Oh, I get I get an enormous pleasure out of it. You know, quite often we go through to promotional activities and things like that. It's not just a case of, here you go, there's your first draft. I mean, you know, I establish great relationships with my clients, and we keep in touch, and I really feel pleased that, well, I feel actually pleased that I can be sitting having a cup of coffee with you instead of facing 200 people at a book signing. As I said, horses for courses, and there we go. There's some questions answered for you. And keep on asking the questions, and, you know, if there's enough strange and woolly ones, well, we'll get together again. I'm always up for a cup of coffee. Are you?
Oh, yeah, anytime. Yeah,
thanks.
Send in the questions.
Yeah. And, you know, you can always give me a ring too. 0412 487 975. Of course, that's in Australia. And if you want to email me, you can find it right on that website, ghostwritermc, or one word, at gmail.com. Have a great day. Hey, do you want another cup of coffee?
Oh, it might go to your head.